Checking National League Baseball tonight. In the eighth inning, the Atlanta Braves are shutting out Pittsburgh 2-0. Tom Glavin trying to get the complete game victory. The Braves need a win to keep pace with the Giants, who won earlier today 8-1 over New York. If the Braves and Giants both win, the Giants' Western lead stays at 9 full games. In the seventh inning at Riverfront Stadium, the Cincinnati Reds hold a 7-4 lead over Florida. Pitcher Tim Belcher lasted 5 2/3 innings before he was knocked out by the Marlins. And in the fifth inning at Busch Stadium, Mark Whitten's 3-run home run has given the St. Louis Cardinals a 3-1 lead over the Houston Astros. It was San Diego beating Philadelphia this afternoon 5-2. The Phillies' lead could be cut to 4 if the Cardinals go on to win and tighten up the Eastern race. American League action tonight. In the seventh inning, Kansas City leads Toronto 2-0. In the sixth, it's the Yankees over Oakland 3-2. If those scores hold, the Yankees will move past the Blue Jays into first place in the East. In the eighth inning, Cleveland has a 7-3 lead over California. And in the fifth, Milwaukee Brewers are up 3-2 over the Chicago White Sox. The Louisville IceHawks of the East Coast Hockey League have announced they'll be affiliated with the Pittsburgh Penguins of the National Hockey League. The Penguins, who won Stanley Cup championships in 1991 and 92, will be sponsoring the IceHawks in their fourth season in the ECHL. Sid Jenkins, Sports 84, WHAS.
The constant alert tone, instantly alerting you that a tornado has been spotted in the metro Louisville area. And it's only on Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station, 84 WHAS.
The WHAS color radar weather forecast from meteorologist Chuck Taylor. Humid tonight with scattered thunderstorms and a low of 72. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 88. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low around 70. And on Saturday, partly sunny with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 90. At 10:08, we have clouds and 74 degrees. This is Beth Merrill, News Radio 84 WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Here. Hello again, everybody. El Mezzo's here at 8.5 minutes after 10. This is Grab Bag, your chance to speak on the last of our series, and we're pleased to have you. I'll be here until midnight. Next week, another man will be here, and I'll be doing day work on my commentaries. Mets Here It's Called, by some strange reason. It'll be on at 7:40 and 3:40, and I hope you'll listen to it. Ron, thanks for standing by. This is Milton.
Certainly. Milton, I just wanted to call and tell you how much I have enjoyed your program over the years. It's been very informative and entertaining, and more importantly, I want to compliment you on your professionalism.
Hey, that's good of you. I've enjoyed it, more than anybody, I guess.
Well, I can empathize with you perhaps more than the average listener since I was a host for a talk show.
Yeah, I could tell.
In Lexington called Sound Off on WLAP in the late 60s. And those were turbulent times, as you can remember.
Yeah.
We were talking about the Vietnam War and the SDS, and remember Ray Harm and the Red River Gorge controversy?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it was one of the more engaging and jobs that I've had in my broadcasting career.
Yeah, they never told you about it when you learned about radio, did they?
Absolutely not. But it became frustrating at times, too. I'm sure you've had those days with some of the callers who get out of line, or some of the same callers over and over. So I decided to go into other areas.
Into honest work, right?
What?
Into honest work.
Well, I'm still in broadcasting.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, but I've been in it about 30 years now, and I'm thinking about at least entertaining the idea of retiring.
Well.
To a little island that you and I both know about, Fripp Island.
Ah, Fripp, that's where the mama turtles come in to lay their eggs.
Exactly. We happened to witness one night down there, and it's a fascinating.
It's an extraordinary one. Fortunately, there are beach patrols, as you well know, Ron, that protect those turtles' eggs from predators.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, who knows? I may find you sitting on a nest someday.
Well, maybe so. And where are you going to retire to, Milton?
I'm never going to retire. They're going to have to shoot me here. I think they're thinking about it, but I'm sticking around. Thanks, Ron, very much.
Well, thank you, Milton, and good luck to you.
Good of you to call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Matt's here. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Milton.
Yeah.
I called to tell you I'm sure going to miss your program the air. I listen to you regularly.
I appreciate that, sir.
And I wish you the best of luck on your new assignment.
I'll be here. Thanks so much, Mike.
Is Doug, what's his name, is taking your place? Is he going to have any of the programs that you carry like Ace the Doctors or Ace the Lawyers or anything like that?
I don't think so. I think he's going to do his own thing.
Think so, huh?
Yes, he's probably going to bring in some dancing girls. Who knows?
Oh.
He's on vacation. He sent me a nice big plant today at home. Just beautiful, he and Denise did. But he'll be doing whatever he does, you'll find interesting.
Well,
different from me.
Good luck on your new assignment. I'll be listening to that thing.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Hello, Ruby.
Yes. You laughed a while ago about being flogged by a goose. Would you like for me to tell you when I was a little girl about being flogged by one?
Well, you weren't the original caller who told me he had been flogged by a goose. Yes, no. How does it work? Are you flogged by the neck or by the tail feathers or the wings?
The wings. I was a little girl, and they had their nest under the steps.
Yes.
And I got nosy to get down and look. I had long curls, and the gander grabbed my curl and started beating me with his wings. My mother had to choke the goose in order to make him let loose. So I by the wing.
I missed that. See, I grew up in the city. We never had that. I used to take a pet rat out for a walk. That's about it.
Well, I'll tell you, anyone that hasn't been raised in the country don't know what life's all about.
Thank you, Ruby.
Okay, thank you.
Right on. Hello, Eloise.
Hello, Milt Mess. This is Eloise Terry.
My old pal Eloise used to work at these hallowed walls.
Yes. Long, long time ago, I wanted to call and wish you much, much happiness in your new scheduling, and I want to tell you how much I've enjoyed your show. I haven't called very much, as you know, but I'll listen. And also, I remember the day you walked into WHAS, and that was back, I thought it was, I had down here 44, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, later than that.
I started in 42
Please.
There. And anyhow, I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed your Squire McSneer character.
I think it was my true evil nature coming out.
I thought so, too. Really, I just want to keep it quiet. I was a little black widow, and you did really give me a lot of trouble on that. That mean
I word. Remember. You were on with Cactus and Randy, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, uh-huh. Well, I'm still dancing, doing my Young Hearts Theater thing with the Senior Citizens Variety Show. I've been directing it for the past 12 years.
I think that's just correct.
Well, you and I, we don't give up. We just keep on going, don't we?
Like good wine.
Perpetual motion.
Thank you, Eloise.
Well, much happiness, honey.
I think of you with great affection.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Mets Here, and I'll be here with Grab Bag until midnight. Oh, listen, let me tell you, maybe you've heard me talk about this, but my wife Mimi and I are leading a group of WHS listeners to Hawaii on September 5th. We're going, it's going to be very interesting. There's a limited amount, but I believe there's still time and not much time, but I think there are still spaces open. At any rate, we're going to make a 10-day trip to Hawaii. We're going to Honolulu, Waikiki Beach, and then we're going to the beautiful island of Maui. Now, there are going to be a couple of special parties just for our group. You know, we'll probably all have tags and bum around a little bit together, walk under the banyan trees and go on the beach at Honolulu and Maui. And we're going to have a cruise that I know about, a dinner cruise. We're going to have a luau. We're going to have a private party. And we're going to go, I think, to Pearl Harbor. And if you'd like to know more about it, all you have to do is call International Tours. That's a travel agency that's sponsoring it along with us. International Tours at 425-4464 tomorrow. And tell them you're interested. You know, there's no obligation. They'll send you a brochure. Now, if you have the brochure and you're thinking of going, they need your reservation because the places are filling up. So come to Hawaii with the Metses.
The red hot summer is underway. 84 WHAS has thousands of dollars in free money.
And a 1993 Pontiac Firebird.
The hottest car this summer. Up for grabs.
Pick up your 84 WHAS bumper sticker at any Kentuckiana Pontiac pack dealer.
Display it on your car.
And listen for your license plate number on 84 WHAS.
When you hear it,
call back to win.
And listen for bonus opportunities to become a finalist when our radio lotto machine visits one of the Pontiac dealers in Kentuckiana.
Stay tuned.
We'll announce another winning license plate number soon on 84 WHAS.
The recent storms in our area left many people with extensive damage, proving once again you can't predict Mother Nature. This is Milton, and you know summer storms can be so devastating. That's why it's especially important to be prepared and know who to call if unexpected damage should strike your home or business. E&R Industries. E&R Industries has the expertise to restore your home or business after damage from fire, smoke, wind, or water. Their trained professionals are on call 24 hours a day to respond to your emergency. And DNR is experienced in dealing with your insurance company to assess the damage and, most important, to execute timely repairs. Since downtime means lost income, ENR's main concern is to open your business doors as quickly as possible and get your life back in order. Total restoration is their business, so remember the name ENR Industries. And we hope disaster never strikes you, but if you do experience damage from fire, smoke, wind, or water, call ENR at 491-4242. That's 491-4242.
Now, Hart's long-term flea and tick protection is not just for white-collar dogs and cats. The famous Hart's 2-in-1 flea and tick killing collars now come in fabulous colors. So every dog and cat can feel comfortable with the powerful benefits of Hart's 2-in-1 protection. Protection that works for up to 5 months, wet or dry. Protection dogs and cats have been itching for. Pets are jumping for joy wearing their 2-in-1 colored collars. Just ask any flea or tick. These are drop-dead colors.
WHAS Color Radar weather for meteorologist Chuck Taylor. For Louisville tonight, humid with scattered thunderstorms, lows near 72. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs near 88. My good friend Sarah Combs is making history tomorrow in the Rotunda at 10:45 in Frankfort. She's going to be sworn in as the first Supreme Court female judge in Kentucky's history. Wonderful lady, Bert Combs' widow. And she's going to be, let's see, you're going to call her Madam Justice. Isn't that a nice title? At any rate, tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. Saturday for Louisville, partly sunny with scattered thunderstorms, highs on Saturday near 90. It's cloudy and 74 degrees. Let's go to a place called Fort Punsack, Wisconsin.
It's Fort Atkinson, Mr. Metz, yeah. It's Dan. I wanted to wish you well in your retirement.
Fort Atkinson?
Yeah, it's Wisconsin. It's right close to Madison, our capital.
Well, he didn't understand you. I'm sorry. Punsack is not a bad name, but I never heard of it. Come on, Bert.
Yeah,
since when does Punsack sound like Atkinson?
Yeah, I don't think I've got a town named after me. I haven't accomplished quite that much yet.
Oh, that's your name, right?
Yeah, right. That's my name. Mm. I don't know why I spelled it that way either. I just wasn't thinking. So.
Okay. Yeah, he mistook your name for the name of the city.
Yeah, I see. Well, I just wanted to wish you well. I retired a couple of years ago, Mr. Metz, and I enjoy it, and I want you to. I've called in a few times, and I've listened to you. I was in Oklahoma. I picked you up. I called you once from Missouri. I was in Texas, and I picked you up. And I also listened to Joe Edwards.
I'm going to be on days. You won't be able to hear me, Dan, but, you know, that far away. But it'll be nice. I appreciate
it. You betcha. That was nice talking to you.
Thank you very much. Good night, sir. Stan Frager, is that you?
It is me, Milton, and I just wanted to add my accolades to all. I've said it privately to you.
Indeed you have.
And I don't, I just publicly, most would not know, but I know I owe my wonderful experience with the WHAS to you. And starting off as your guest, and then filling in, and you were the one who coached me and taught me the board, and everything. It's been some 7 years now, and I owe it to you.
You're flying solo very well yourself, Sam.
Well, thank you. But you're the dean, and certainly my model. And I love your golden rules for talk show hosts. They've always stood me in good stead.
Oh, yeah. I've taken it off the walls. I figure you guys are going to, you know, get your own rules.
That was my crutch. I'm going to search all the offices now for it.
I believe in them. When I make a talk, I say that. Don't do this and don't do that. My Ten Commandments, right?
Correct.
Thank you, Stanley, very much.
And just the best, and I owe you so much, and I thank you. And I think our community owes you a vote of thanks. You represent and do all of us in the whole Southern Indiana, Kentuckiana area proud. You really do, Milton.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Very touching.
Thank you, sir.
Last night, the chief of police made me an honorary chief of Louisville, and that was Doug Hamilton. And the chief of the county police, Leon Jones, gave me a golf cap and a cup that says Jefferson County Police. But I still have to pay any tickets that I get, they said. I heard from some pals at WAMZ, Doug James and Tom Ulmer. They sent me some funny things. The mayor sent me a citation today. Churchill Downs sent me a beautiful engraved silver julep cup. I know Carl Schmitz behind it, and Tom Meeker and all those nice people there, and Will Farish,
who arranged for us to have an exclusive with President George Bush. And a nice big cake and a funny message from the night gang over, led by Beth Merrill over at the WHAS radio newsroom. These are my colleagues, and if you meet their approval, it's pretty good. They're a good gang. You know, people out in the audience don't know who you are, and sometimes you can fox them. But you can't put anything over on people you work with for years, and if they like you, that means a lot. Let's go to Memphis. Hello, Mary.
Good evening, Mr. Metz. Even though this is a requiem for your program, I do wish you the best of everything in your new time slot. I'm going to miss your off-the-wall gang.
Yeah, you're my Tennessee connection.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be quite different, and I don't believe I've heard the other gentleman that is going to take your place.
He's different. He's got his own style. He's a very bright person.
Well, the best of everything.
Doesn't have my looks, but, you know, what can I
say? He doesn't have your looks. Well, not having seen you, but I do enjoy your guests, and I do enjoy your format, and you are very polite compared to some the fat man that's on in the middle of the day. So, the best of everything in your new time.
It was good of you to call, Mary. Thank you so much.
Bye.
I've enjoyed our talks. Bye-bye. Wasn't that nice? Hello, Cordelia.
How do you do, Mr. Metz?
Pretty good, Cordelia.
I didn't know whether you would remember me or not. It's been quite some time since I was at WHS-TV. I was assistant to Mrs. Marion Gifford that had the program Good Living, you remember?
Oh, my goodness.
And
yeah.
Now, you know, that's been some time ago, hasn't it?
Yes. You were in the kitchen with her.
Yeah, I did all the testing and prepared the finished dish for the show.
Are you doing? Yes, I didn't think Marion knew how to make anything. I bet you made all that stuff.
And they had a daughter named Wendy, I believe her name was Wendy.
That's right.
At that time, she was about
It was married
three.
To the...
Now, that was a long, long time ago.
She was married to the program director at that time.
Yeah, Miss Gifford was married to Mr. Gifford.
Well, it's very nice to hear from you, Cordelia.
Nice hearing from you, too. I've been watching and listening to the show, and I was pleased to know that you're not retiring.
No,
I'll be able to hear you 7:40 a.m. and 3:40 p.m.
That's good. You've got it down.
I've got it down, and you've been so nice. I've always enjoyed listening to you. I turn the radio on and listen. I don't always call and ask and have a comment, but I listen, and I get a lot from the comments of others.
You sound great, Cordelia, and I'm very pleased that you called me.
Well, I'm always thinking about you, and good luck, and best of everything.
Thank you very much.
And I'll be still listening.
Do that.
All righty.
Good night, ma'am.
Good night.
We have two numbers here. You needn't feel that you have to lay it on. You know, I am as susceptible to compliments as anyone, but we can talk about anything you like, about the heat, about those poor people who live near the Raccoon and the Mississippi River that are losing all their possessions and their households. And it's so nice to see people chipping in to help them. We sent 5,000 bottles of water from Louisville today, and somebody's driving, I think it's a 13-mile trip. Quincy, Illinois is hard hit. Des Moines was without drinkable water. I think they call it potable water. And so anything you want to talk about, you're welcome to it. 571-8484 or long distance 1-800-444-8484. I'm Milton Metz, and I'll be here until 12 midnight. Hello, Ray.
I don't know what your career would have been like if you'd stayed in Cleveland, Milt, but pleasure to add your name to the list there of those who admire you, and I just wanted to say congratulations.
Ray Shelton, that means more than anything. You and I have been colleagues and very good friends for more years than I care to say, and both of us look wonderful, don't
well,
we?
I stayed for 25, and you're approaching 50 or something close to
that. Oh, so gosh, don't say that.
I wanted one question to be resolved. Isn't it true you were the only announcer hired on a 50,000-watt Clear Channel station on the telephone?
Not even on the telephone. They never saw me. I sent them a disc. an audition, they never hired another guy without seeing him again. I was the only guy they ever hired without seeing, and they never did that again, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's interesting. It's an interesting story, especially among show business people, because I had to stand up and read to a music stand and pretend it was a camera for the early TV days.
I remember. You were the first TV announcer for Channel 11.
Congratulations in regards to your family, man.
Ray, be in touch with me. We must get together.
Let's do.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
Bye.
That's Ray Shelton, who was for many years. They had one TV announcer here, and it killed Ray. For many years, he was always the youngest announcer here until they started hiring, until he got a little bit older. And old Honeythroat, wonderful guy. Hello, Rosa.
Hello there. Just wanted to wish you continued success.
Listen, Rosa, you had him in the aisles the other night with that story. Those stories of yours.
Byron came out yesterday.
Byron Crawford's going to do a story on you?
Yes, he said it would be in either Monday or Tuesday's paper. He wasn't sure which would be. Can you imagine that?
Did you tell him some of those crazy stories?
And he taped for a couple of hours. He was out here for nearly 3 hours.
Is he going to use that wonderful story of you going into the bank backwards through a revolving door?
I don't know what he's going to use. He told me not to tell him anything I didn't want to put in the paper. And I'll tell you, we sit here. He's the easiest person to talk to I believe I ever saw.
Oh, he's a terrific guy.
And we both, I laughed a while and he laughed a while. And I enjoyed it, and he said he did, and I'm sure he did.
Isn't he a nice fellow?
He is great. He really is. I enjoyed it thoroughly. And, I even missed my nap, but I didn't miss it at all.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to wish you well, and anything you do.
I'm going to be around, Rosa, and
I know.
I want to be seeing you.
Well, okay. And I showed him that autographed picture that you gave me.
Yes.
And he said, well, that's really nice. He read the little inscription. And I've got it sitting out where everybody can see it. I'm proud of it.
Well, that's nice of you. I look pretty good on that picture.
Oh, sure you do. Just handsome.
Good. I'm beginning to sound like Limbaugh here. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck, Rose.
Good luck for everything.
That's a most wonderful woman. She, all her life, funny things happen to her. And she has this great ability to tell the story and put people into hysterics. She told a story about backing into a revolving door in a bank because she heard that if you walked in backwards, your glasses wouldn't steam up in the wintertime. Now, as she backed into the revolving door, some man, thinking he would go too, stepped into the revolving door with her, a very serious man in a three-piece suit, who was astounded to learn that they were both in this little cubicle together. She was taking little steps backwards. They were nose to nose, and he's been taking little mincing steps forward. His face is red with anguish, saying, "Good heavens, woman, I thought you were backing out. You thought she was coming out, and she was back and forth." It was a hilarious story. Well, let's take a moment out here, and we'll be back. El Mezzo at the mic.
Just 35 miles south of Louisville, nestled in the rolling knobs of central Kentucky, lies a little town that will take you back to a simpler life and those good old days we all miss so much. Bardstown, Kentucky's second oldest city and home to my old Kentucky home, is waiting for you. And the Holiday Inn Bardstown will make your visit even more pleasant. Your official hotel for family fun, Holiday Inn Bardstown has lots of fun things to do. Swim in their huge pool, play a great 9-hole par 3 golf course, and play putt-putt with the kids, or improve your golf game on their driving range. The kids can play on the courtyard playground while you relax. Teens stay free in the parents' room. Kids 12 and under eat free from the children's menu when staying at Holiday Inn Bardstown.